This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones, and now, your host, Matt Bracken.
Well, here we are. Here we are, and what a time to be alive as history is unfolding at high speed. You know, I got to say something about Ezra Levant. He's one of my heroes. He is standing alone in Canada. I mean, this is the country where Trudeau said he admires the Chinese dictatorship because they can just make stuff happen real fast. You know, maybe like gulags at some point. And it takes a lot of courage to do what he's doing. And it takes a lot of courage to do what Alex Jones does because they've got the knives out for him. I mean, after the 20th, all bets are off. An hour ago, Santilli was saying that it might be a big flip on this script that, you know, Trump's going to pull out the magic rabbit at the last minute and save everybody. It might actually be a massive purge of conservatives. And it wouldn't take much. You know, it really wouldn't take much. I have a lot of friends in the Q movement. Been trying to educate them. I think that Q started there used to be somebody called the DC Insider. He posed as, like, you know, having knowledge from deep inside the Obama White House. And it rings very much similarly to the Q phenomenon of the past few years. I don't know what it is about people that they want to ascribe some secret knowledge to get a following. I like fiction. I'm a novelist, but I think fiction should be labeled fiction. I never liked these guys that like wrote a book saying, I really did come back from the future. Or Carlos Castaneda in the 70s, Tales of Don Juan. Or the fake autobiography of Howard Hughes or the fake Hitler diaries. If it's fiction, call it fiction, all right? But what happens with something like Q is that even though it might start out on somebody's private website as a, you know, insider hoax to get clicks, and maybe for what the person perceives as, you know, patriotic reasons, if it gets a followership, it's going to be taken over by intel agencies. That's just the way it is. You know, this happened pretty frequently during the Cold War, and actually it goes back in history to all kind of guerrilla movements. When somebody makes a little pamphlet and is secretly handing it out, and the secret police catch the guy, they don't hang him and draw him and quarter him. They just keep it going, and then they can use it to feed disinformation to the people who think that it's a patriot, you know, a secret patriot newsletter. So it's pretty clear to me that Q was turned into something that would be used as a weapon against Trump. You know, a lot of well-meaning people went into the Capitol. Ashley Babbitt, number one among them. And I don't think that it's any coincidence that Ashley Babbitt found herself at ground zero, at the double doors, you know, the glass doors. She just wasn't wandering around and happened to find herself there. Outside of law enforcement, at least half of the people on that landing up the stairs by the glass doors, at least half of them are Antifa. This was a pure Antifa operation. I think that these guys, I mean, I'm talking about at the glass doors where Ashley was shot. I think that these guys spotted her on the outside as extremely motivated, super patriotic, and thought, here she is. She's the kind of a naive dupe that we can use as a weapon. You'll notice in the next segment, we're going to break down that entire incident at that landing above the stairwell. And we're going to go and look at some of the characters in that incident. You'll notice the guy with the black helmet that broke the window. He was right there. Why didn't he jump through the window? Right? No, he stood back and encouraged Ashley to go through. And then he hauled butt. We're going to break that all down in the next segment.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar by 360 Win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high quality storable food, with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarStore.com while you still can.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, it was a week and a day now. 1 week ago plus a day, I was by the Washington Monument watching. I could see both to the north, towards the White House, and I could see to the east, toward the Capitol. For those of you who haven't been there, the Capitol and the Washington Monument are on two little hills, and in between is the flat mall. It's about a mile and a half, mile and three quarters between the monument and the Capitol. When we got there, freezing cold, windy, we decided to stay on the slope near the Washington Monument where we could see everything, instead of going towards the White House, because the ellipse was sort of like a mosh pit. And the word was that if you wanted to go into the ellipse, you had to leave your flags, flagpoles, backpacks, etc. behind to go through security. And we weren't about that. So we stayed on the slope, and with binoculars, we could make out the stage past those big trees, but we could clearly see the Jumbotron screen. And to the east, we had a very good view of the Capitol the whole day. And there was no doubt from the very beginning that the Capitol attack was set up long in advance. Trump was still speaking, and the Capitol was already being swarmed with people. So this in no way just happened overnight or on the spur of the moment. It wasn't Trump firing up his crowd and then they rushed the Capitol. It happened long before he stopped speaking, and then it's still a half-hour walk from in front of the White House to the Capitol. These guys were already there. Now, there's a couple of videos that are they're on YouTube, and they're also on another alternative to YouTube called YouMaker. And it's good to see more and more channels getting out there, like band.video. I hate to even link to YouTube. It's easy, I know, but it's owned by the enemy. It's owned by Google. But these two videos are from a couple days ago on the Crossroads channel with somebody I consider like a young rising conservative star, a man named Joshua Phillip, with two L's and two P's and no S. So it's easy to find them. And one is called Agent Provocateur Tactics Seen at January 6th Capitol Riot. And that's an interview with Michael Yon. Michael Yon was a special forces soldier. And for the past 20 years, he has covered literally dozens of wars in dozens of countries. He's been to hundreds and hundreds of riots. And he breaks down in an interview with Joshua Phillips all of the agent provocateur, what you would call tradecraft tricks that he saw. These were people who came ready for an attack. And not only did they come ready for an attack with tools, they came ready for an attack with with tradecraft tricks like changes of clothes, people who are going to not recognize each other in the crowd as if they're independent, but they're ready to pass each other tools and weapons, which we'll get to in a minute. And this video, if you want a real PhD education in riot manipulation and agent provocateur skills, just watch this video. Now, that video is up on January 10th. The other one on the same channel, Crossroads, from January 11th, is called An Analysis of Ashley Babbitt Video Suggests Coordinated Actions. And she takes two videos that are going, you know, for like 40 minutes through the Capitol, one by our own InfoWars reporter, and the other by the guy who's now identified as John Earl Sullivan. And when you timestamp these, you're getting two vantage points on everything. So when you stop and you see something suspicious, you can then check it on the other video for confirmation. Now, at the actual double doors, almost everybody there is cooperating. It's like watching a gang of pickpockets. If you know how pickpockets operate, the actual guy that pulls out the wallet doesn't leave it on him. He's got a Confederate to pass it right off to. There's also somebody to distract the mark, you know, bump into him. So usually a pickpocket team is at least three or four people. And that's what you see on the landing where Ashley Babbitt is killed. You'll see a guy who's wearing a big furry hat, like a kind of like a Russian peasant hat. And he is whispering to a guy who's wearing a red MAGA ball cap, but he's got a Gadsden flag like a cape, but in front. Now, what's the purpose of having that cape in front? It's so that he can hide his activities. He can have anything under that Gadsden flag against his chest, and then he can pass it to the guy with the furry hat. So the guy with the furry hat doesn't have the helmet. The guy with the Gadsden flag hands him the helmet that he uses to smash out the window. And you can see in the background, Ashley Babbitt is there too. She's very worked up. She no doubt believes these are all MAGA patriots she's with because she's a true QAnon believer. You know, she thinks she's on a special mission to save America. You know, God bless her. Rest in peace. But she was used like a tool. She was used. So the guy who smashes the window with the helmet, which he got from the guy with the yellow Gadsden flag suspiciously in the front, and they're wearing COVID masks, which almost none of the Trump people were wearing COVID masks. So it's very handy if you're an Antifa. You put on a red hat, Gadsden flag in front, a mask on your face, and you're very hard to identify. Now, the guy with the helmet, after the incident, he goes down the stairwell, and he changes his outer garments. This is classic tradecraft training that is spoken about by Michael Yan in the first video I mentioned, that you'll bring a backpack and separate outerwear so that you can exfiltrate from a crime scene and not be identified, you know, from one area to another area. These are all indications of coordinated action. And I have no doubt that Ashley Babbitt was brought along like a sacrificial lamb about to be thrown to wolves by these bad actors. Now, the guy who took one of the key videos there is this John Earl Sullivan. Sullivan is from Provo, Utah, where he runs something called Insurgents USA, which is an Antifa offshoot. Now, this is classic that you have, you know, a whole mushroom field of little organizations. That's all BS. They're all just Antifa. But rather than, you know, if you're going to do actual criminal activity, you don't want to put an Antifa letterhead on it. So you make little bogus subgroups so that if you're arrested, they're not going after Antifa, just Insurgents USA. Yet John Earl Sullivan, he was in Provo, Utah. Everybody remembers the scene where they did a flash mob street blockage, and an older guy in a white SUV ran through it, and they shot at the SUV. John Earl Sullivan was there. He wasn't the shooter. Again, he's not the guy who holds the gun. He's not the guy who breaks the window. He's certainly not the guy who jumps through the window and gets shot. He's an organizer, and his cover is, I'm a journalist. That's his cover. But he was arrested after the Provo incident for arranging that entire riot. He was arrested for that. $7,000 bail, and he's bailed out. All right? Then, later in August, he's in Washington, D.C. at BLM Square giving a speech there at one of the many, you know, George Floyd post-riot pre-election deals that they had going on. And then he's at the Capitol last week. Apparently, he doesn't have a job, yet he gets his bail thrown, and he's getting flown around the country. So he's not a nobody. We're going to pick this up on the other side of the break.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
I mentioned that I was actually Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto. I was on the hill by the Washington Monument last week, and At the time, it didn't occur to me until a few moments after he was gone into the crowd, but I saw one of these Antifa guys, I would swear to it, and I would pick him out of a lineup. I was up on the hill holding up a big flagpole, and, with Gadsden and a Trump flag on it, and a guy went by that was exactly in, and it sounds like unbelievably close to the mark. He was wearing the exact uniform that had supposedly been put out on the Antifa websites the week before for infiltrators. He was fairly short, maybe 5'8", stocky, well-built guy, maybe late 20s, early 30s. And he was wearing the red MAGA hat backwards. He was wearing camo, like fatigue pants, cut off about at the knee, like raggedy, not hemmed or anything. That's all cool right then, but he was wearing black sneakers and black socks, like over the calf, like grandpa socks. Now, the last time I've seen that was in California. It was sort of a gang thing. Guys would wear like basketball shorts with the socks all the way up, practically to matching the shorts. Not something I've seen a conservative wear ever, honestly. Maybe it was just because it was cold. But the guy was also another identifier was he had a Trump flag, like a 5-foot red Trump flag tied to the back corner of his backpack so that a corner of it was dragging on the ground. Like he just didn't notice. I don't think, in retrospect, I don't think any Trump supporters walking around dragging the Trump flag on the ground. And as he passed me, I said, man, you're hardcore wearing shorts. And he turned quickly, suspiciously, and I noticed the little pink tape marks on his backpack. Like if you took a piece of pink tape or ribbon and tied it in a few places on you, and that is absolutely an identifier for that day. It's similar to the Secret Service wearing a lapel button or a lapel pin that only they know about that they can change that morning so that nobody can just throw one of these in their ear, put on a suit and act like Secret Service because they won't have the right identifier. Well, the identifier on that day was the pink tape. And I saw it a few places around D.C. And in fact, when I got off the metro, I took the metro, the yellow line from L'Enfant Plaza. When we got off the metro in Alexandria, when we were getting on the metro, you have to wait for people to get off. A guy that got off, which he would have just come from the Capitol area if he had just gotten on and gotten off there, he slammed into me. I was wearing a Trump hat. He slammed into me and my SEAL buddy. We both slammed him right back. And this dude who was wearing like a black overcoat and a backpack, like a black trench coat and a wool and a black cap, he had pink tape on his backpack. Okay? So he saw waiting at the plaza, these, Trump people, and he decided to give us the elbow getting off. Here's this old guy with gray hair. So he almost got slammed into the tracks. And then he passed my friend who wasn't wearing a Trump hat, who gave him a body check also. So that was two cases where we saw ourselves, and we weren't even like at the Capitol, where we saw the pink identifiers. This is tradecraft, okay, folks? This is just so you can look for it in the future, all right? Now, these two videos, which I cannot recommend highly enough, the Michael Yon interview with Joshua Phillips and the analysis of Ashley Babbitt video, please share them. It's not enough to tell your normie neighbor or family member, hey, I saw a video. It's in and out. You've got to copy and paste the URLs. You have to share them. It's not enough anymore. If you're still on Facebook, I quit on December 31. If you hit the share button on Facebook and you're conservative, that's just the memory hole. All right. That's just the throttle shadow ban button. That's the sucker button. It doesn't do anything. If you want to share anything, you have to copy URLs and paste them somewhere where for sure your friends and contacts will see it. I personally recommend that everybody make a hard copy like your own blog roll. Don't wait for the good stories to come to you by being shared, because if you're on social media, they won't be. Now there is one outpost of social media left, and that's Gab. And this is what, Levant and Santilli were talking about. We have to build our own up from the ground. I saw a Barnes video. Super lawyer John Barnes, who's worked for InfoWars, he considers InfoWars to be like the classic epitome of how to do it. When InfoWars was thrown off of YouTube and they tried to, do a parlor on InfoWars, Alex built the entire system from the ground up, including band.video, so that it can't be just taken out by our enemies. And this is a model going forward. Gab did a similar thing, and Gab has its own servers. I mean, it was so naive for Parler to trust an Amazon, complete enemy territory, to host their servers. You just can't do that. And we need to expect over the coming weeks, we need to expect more and more suppression. Trump is still the nominal president. Biden's not even in the White House. And they're already shutting down our communications channels. It's only going to get worse. I strongly suggest that either, on a list on your phone, if you can trust your phone's going to still work, or on an actual notepad, but write down the blogs that you want to see every day and physically go visit them. Now, American Thinker today took down comments. The Federalist blog a couple months ago took down comments because this is the way that they attacked Parler. They said, "Oh, you're not monitoring your comments enough." So they just eliminated it. So anywhere on the internet that you have a blog that still allows comments, especially look for them. That's a way to communicate from platform to platform to platform. Townhall.com still allows comments, and so does Front Page Mag. Some will allow comments with embedded URLs for hyperlinks. I mean, what I'm talking about is, as patriots, as they try to play whack-a-mole and cut off our communications channels, we need to do whatever we can to not be totally isolated, so that we can still find the like little air holes, like a seal or a seal under the ice has to like know where the air holes are, right? You can't be stuck too far from an air hole, or you drown. Even a seal will drown. I'm talking about a marine mammal. But we need to find our own communication air holes. While it lasts, InfoWars and band.video is around the top of the entire list. But certainly get on Gab, and please excuse Gab for the delays. They've had something like, 1,000% sign up since Parler went dark. So just to keep Gab on the air is an amazing feat, considering, that they've just got millions of people signing up a day. You have to give them credit. And if you can, send them some money, because it isn't free. This is now a matter of patriotism. It's not a matter of people trying to make money on it. It's patriotism.
I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I'm here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watch Antifa and other leftist groups poses our people, and set us up. Thank God the Patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I think that it's amazing watching how Alex has been a step ahead. Parler supposedly was almost a billion-dollar company. It's hard to imagine. Huge backing, smart people, patriots like Dan Bongino behind it, and they just got smashed flat. They may never come back, they say now. So when you're watching InfoWars, you're watching one of the last freedom channels out there, and it's not free building your own infrastructure from the dirt up. It is not free, and that's the point of the InfoWars store. There's no corporate sponsorship here, obviously. We're the enemy of the globalists, so we have to bootstrap every inch of this, every single inch, or there's no channel. So if you just want to see it all go dark, just let it go, and it won't be here. And it might not be here no matter what, but at least if it's shut down, it shouldn't be because nobody would fund it. If it's shut down, it's going to be because, you know, the communists, the globalists, they just can't tolerate it, and they find some legal excuse to do it. You know, the next week is going to be maybe more interesting than the last week. We've seen the barricades going up around Washington. You know, not before the, you know, not before Trump's speech, only after. And one of the proofs that we can show that is, you know, a proof that last week was a setup is that it was that the Capitol was only ringed with those lame bicycle rack fences, and there weren't riot police even staged or ready. This is, in a way, like a sucker setup, the way that Ashley Babbitt was led to her death by these Antifa scum. The fact that they only had the bicycle rack fences around the Capitol, that is the proof. It's like what's the evidence of fraud in the election, the biggest one? They kicked out all the observers. If it's an honest election, you don't kick out all of the Republican observers or keep them at binocular range where they can't see a thing. The proof that the Capitol Hill was a setup was that there was no security. You've got at least 100,000 to a half million people that are a mile away, and you don't have security. It's because you want an incident. Now there's talk about perhaps that on the day before the Capitol incident, there were groups that were led by congressmen on special tours. And if that turns out to be so, it's going to be highly problematic, especially if there are people like John Earl Sullivan taking a tour, because Ashley Babbitt, where she was led to those doors, she would have never found that in a million years. Those people got there in the front. They were like pathfinders. They weren't just milling along with a herd. They didn't follow people into the Capitol. They went in there like a shot. That's the only way that you get a group of, say, a dozen people, not counting the law enforcement that was there on the outside. You've got a dozen people, at least half of them, I'm considering Antifa, and Ashley Babbitt, who they're psyching up to go through the window and get shot. It's the same thing on the outside where they had no fencing. This is, to me, the evidence that it was a setup. Now they're turning D.C. into martial law, like Escape from New York-style dystopia, with National Guard, 12,000 National Guard, I've heard, maybe more. You know, more than we have in Afghanistan and Iraq. To give it that look like, oh my goodness, those Trump supporters, they could do anything. They're going to attack. Look, we're being set up. Santilli was exactly right. They're talking about IEDs, and they're talking about possibly mass shooters. Why would they want to do a mass shooter? Because it's, for one thing, it's easy. The trigger man usually gets away because he's not where it happens. Somebody with an IED has to actually place it. And in Washington, every foot is going to be under camera surveillance. But a shooter can do a lot of damage. And then what's going to happen? There goes the Second Amendment. They're psyching up the American people, just like Santilli said. They're doing the psychological preparation for normal Americans that these evil right-wingers are just too dangerous to let them have guns anymore. You know, this was the first book that I wrote, Enemies Foreign and Domestic. It starts with a false flag shooting at a stadium for the purpose of getting rid of the Second Amendment. Now, why do I talk about false flags? Why do we talk about false flags so much? It's because it's the antidote. It's the medicine to prevent them from doing it. If it's a total surprise, people will believe it. If we're already talking about something being set up as a false flag, the narrative won't work as well. You know, Ezra Levant, who I consider a patriot and a genius, Canadian, but he's a patriot for freedom, he was talking about how they cement the narrative. They've got to get their narrative out, and by the time that the counter-narrative comes out, in people's minds, the facts are established. Biden won fair and square. Trump supporters left the Trump speech and rioted and attacked the Capitol. These are big lies. And if they do a mass shooting or have an IED go off, they're going to try to establish the false narrative right away. They'll probably have a patsy set up, you know, in fact, or just a fake patsy, but they're going to at all costs blame conservatives for whatever happens before, during, or after the inauguration. Please don't be a sucker. Don't go to any of these events. The January 17th deal, which is supposed to happen at all the state capitals, if you can't pick that out as either Antifa and or FBI setting up a disinformation program, a honey trap, a buffalo jump, if you can't spot that from a mile away, you know, please learn about these things. This is a setup. If you're going to confront tyranny, don't do it anymore at the Capitol, where the government, the rising tyranny has every advantage imaginable. You know, don't be a buffalo and run off a cliff just because somebody waves a flag or sets a fire near a cliff. Be smarter than that. If we're going to confront tyranny, we're going to have to do it on our own terms, on our own ground, and in our own way. And at least for the next couple of weeks, it's going to be primarily about keeping information channels open. That's why I spoke about writing down the blogs that allow you to comment. As they nail shut our ability to communicate, the remaining outposts will be more and more important. You know, band.video, now resistance.video, or every URL that follows. Register. It's okay, people say, oh, I'm afraid of registering. I have to give some information or this. Look, you have to have a way to communicate. If you're afraid of getting on the radar, it's too late. You already are. Just by your credit card purchases and your website browsing history, they've already got you bracketed, okay? They've already got your coefficient. Your social credit score is nailed to your face. When you go in public, if it's downtown and you're on the facial recognition, they've got your credits, your social credit score. So please don't worry about one more risk of signing up to comment. The more people commenting, the better it is for everybody. The more people are cowed and intimidated into silence, the closer we come to becoming the Soviet Union. That's the goal of all of this, is to just beat us down into silence, where we're afraid to indicate that, you know, what our politics are. That's when they win. They win when we are cowed into submission and silence. That's when it's over. So you have to continue to resist, but don't be stupid about it. If somebody is going to wear their empty plate carrier and carry a club to a Capitol, they're idiots. And they're hurting our side.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
My final segment this hour, and the times being that what they are, I never know if I'll be back because the channel might go dark or who knows what can happen. Now, you know, if you're a faithful watcher of InfoWars and the videos on replay, and also, you know, Paul Joseph Watson Summit News and InfoWars website, you're pretty far ahead of the curve. We've been talking about a concept for months called accelerationism. And I finally heard it mentioned, not on mainstream media, heaven forbid, that'll be, you know, weeks or months or never. But another one of the top political shows, maybe the top political show on the internet, is Steve Bannon's War Room Pandemic. And this morning they brought up the concept of accelerationism. And they defined it roughly as, you know, neither from the right nor from the left, but those people who feel that there's no way back to normal through the process, that we have to trigger a civil war, a hot, kinetic civil war. And those on the right feel that out of this hot, kinetic civil war, we'll get some kind of a General Pinochet or Franco, and we'll win from the right. The left feels that by accelerating to a civil war, they're going to create the conditions where they can impose full-out communist tyranny, gulags, purges, everything. So in a sense, the left extreme radical accelerationists and the right extreme radical accelerationists are allied in this cause. Then you can also just throw in evil anarchists that aren't motivated as much by a political outcome as just wanting to see everything burn. That's just the pure evil anarchist. And there's some of that in the right and the left accelerationists. Anybody who wants to see the United States, you know, slip into a civil war, which I describe now as the worst elements of Weimar Germany, you know, the economy, the crazy politics, times former Yugoslavia breaking up into a civil war, multiple civil wars, times Rwanda for the racial aspect of any civil war as it would happen in the United States. Anybody who thinks it will be great to live through Weimar Germany times Yugoslavia times Rwanda is insane. So we need to do everything that we possibly can to avoid it. Now, that said, I'm not willing to become a slave under communism. Before that happens, before an Iron Curtain falls over America, myself and millions of others, we will fight. But nobody should be gleeful about attempting to trigger a civil war, intentionally triggering it. You know, that they, I forget if it was with Ezra Levant, they showed the Larry Grathwall tape. He was undercover with the Weather Underground when they said they were willing to see 25 million Americans, you know, put in death camps, just basically disappeared, if that's what it took to impose their beautiful communist utopia. And have no doubt, the number is higher now. They're not joking. You know, the generation of Bill Ayers, who was one of the people at that Weatherman convention, he is a peer of Bob Avakian, who runs RevCom.us, which is upstream from Antifa and BLM. They stay on the legal and theoretical side so that they can have a website and they can avoid FBI, you know, penetration and arrest, because they're just theoretical communists. But they are upstream, believe me, they're upstream from Antifa and BLM and small offshoots like John Earl Sullivan's Insurgents USA. They're the theoreticians. They're now in their late 70s and early 80s. They're atheist communists. They believe when they breathe their last on this earth, they're worm food. That the only eternal reward for them will be to see communism imposed on America. And if America falls, the world falls. We are the last citadel. So these communist atheists are going for broke. They don't want to feel that their 75 or 80 years on this planet were in vain. They want to see the hammer and sickle over the United States. Now, it may be a while, or it may be a red, white, and blue flag with white hammer and sickle where the stars are now, but that is their vision. Make no mistake about it. That's why so many of the Democrats are completely happy to literally sleep with the Chinese communists, take money from them, take sex from them, sell out their country. Because in their heart, they are communists. Whether they call themselves Democrats, Democratic Socialists, Socialists, or Communists, we know where they're coming from. And we know where they want to take this country. But nobody should be gleeful about the prospect of stumbling into a hot civil war. Especially not being buffalo jumped into being the villains at the outset of it. If it's going to happen, let it come from the left. Let them continue to repress us and shut us down. Don't be stupid and offer them an excuse on a silver platter. If there's going to be some atrocity, let it clearly come from the left. Don't be suckered into anything. You know, let's keep the moral high ground. That's an important concept. And the war that we're in now is called fourth generation warfare. It's not tanks and missiles anymore. It's TV networks and websites and YouTube channels and alternative video channels. That's the new order of battle. And keeping, as far as the narrative, the public narrative goes, keeping the moral high ground, so to speak, is a supercritical element. We lost the moral high ground last week because we were suckered and tricked into a classic honey trap buffalo jump. And I hope that the FBI gets to the bottom of what happened in the Capitol, especially the Ashley Babbitt situation with the broken windows. You know, if there's no investigation of that by the FBI, well, let's face it, they're not an objective outfit anymore. They're just the Stasi for the deep state. You know, those bricks that were left off at all the cities over the summer of riots, have the FBI cracked that tough case yet? I mean, people order pallets of bricks and have them dropped off on the routes of marches that were never announced. How does that happen? And the FBI can't figure it out? Well, anyway, I may not be back, or who knows what happens in a week, but I say we stick with our narrative, never surrender. Stick with Trump won. Don't give them any of the moral high ground. And I thought of another saying today that might fit well on a bumper sticker. You know, they say elections have consequences. Obama said that. I say stolen elections have consequences. And after January 20th, if and when Biden is installed, I'm taking the American flag down from outside of my house. I bought a big bumper sticker magnet, a big American flag magnet. I'm going to put it on the back of my car upside down. I think that if we just passively go into this stolen government saying, well, what can we do? But I'm still going to salute the flag and pretend everything's great. No, I'm not. Everything's not great. And we can never quit and never do what they want us to do, which is say, like they were trying to get Jim Jordan to say yesterday, just say it. It was a fair election. We'll call off the dogs if you admit it. There was no fraud. Say it. Say it. No, we're never going to say it. It was stolen, and I don't care how they repeat the big lie. We saw it with our own eyes. We're never going to just surrender. We're going to go into this tyranny as resistors and as dissidents. So don't quit. Keep up the fight. And if I see you next week, that'll be great. And if I don't, as I say now, may we meet in the forest, but never in the gulag. And if we meet in the forest, it'll be with guns in our hands.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.